Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The harrowing and important documentary Merchants of Doubt is precisely the kind of movie a lot of people need to see, but won't. Instead, this insightful exposé will probably only be seen by those who are predisposed to buying into its critical premise. Based on the acclaimed book of the same name, Merchants of Doubt gives an overview of the recent history of public relations spin doctors. These charlatans who claim to be experts are hired by powerful companies to spread doubt about critical science. Back in the day, tobacco companies waged a successful PR campaign by complaining that cigarettes weren't addictive and didn't cause cancer or heart disease. The industry knew otherwise, but used these snake oil salesmen to create enough doubt to allow them decades of additional profits. The same strategy is now being employed by oil, coal, and chemical companies to cast doubt on the science of climate change and on man's involvement in it. Powerful and sad, Merchants of Doubt shines the spotlight on those who unapologetically manipulate the media and the public for their own nefarious ends. Also opening this week, The Longest Ride is yet another romantic drama from the pen of prolific Nicholas Sparks. While We're Young stars Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts in a comic drama about a middle-aged couple who become energized by their friendship with a younger couple. Cut Bank is a suspense drama starring Liam Hemsworth and Billy Bob Thornton. Al Pacino plays an aging rock star in the independent release Danny Collins. A Tale of Winter is a French romantic drama from filmmaker Eric Rohmer. And Woman in Gold is a true story about a Jewish woman's attempt to recover family property stolen by the Nazis. Helen Mirren stars. And the 19th annual KC Film Fest runs April 15th through the 19th. Information is available at kcfilmfest.org. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.